minus one.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Oh, sorry, I forgot all about the tape.
Smuggling negligence.
Headphones on.
I think it started again.
Hello?
Somebody on the phone, somebody on the show. Something happened.
Sunny Jim Rudebecca reporting again from City Hall. Same scurvy bunch of callers. I don't know if we're going to bother with them. We do have a fun-filled, jam-packed, fact-stuffed show for yo tonight. And again, we might talk a little bit about the most misunderstood institution. You better get that. By which, of course, I refer to the electoral... hold on just a moment. Hello? Oh, it's not on this one. Check the red phone. Oh, that must be a car alarm or something. No phone could possibly give forth such an obnoxious sound. Not the most fog-bound caller from this remote perch of obscurity and deserved total... The Electoral College was voted the Party School of the Year in 19... A man seeking a mind-blowing drug trip is in the hospital because a marijuana cigarette exploded in his face in historic Rotterdam. Dutch police spokesman said yesterday, "We have never heard of anything like this before," adding that the 55-year-old man had just lit the joint when it went off with a colossal flash and roar. The victim is being treated for burns in a Rotterdam hospital. There was no immediate explanation for the bizarre incident. Although drugs are illegal in the Netherlands, personal use is tolerated, and joints are sold freely by cafe proprietors. Withdrawal. Presence and severity of characteristic withdrawal symptoms. Reinforcement. A measure of the substance's ability in human and animal tests to get users to take it again and again and again and in preference to other
bodies of the brothers.
Tolerance.
Discovered
Friday
how
much
morning.
Of the substance is needed to satisfy
the
increasing cravings
walked
for
into
it,
a trip
and the level of stable need that is
explosions.
Dependence.
4+.
How difficult is it for the user to
marijuana
the relapse eventually
25 miles east
dependent.
Of Jackson.
The rating users did their own need
coal
for the substance and agreed with the substance.
Found the bodies after the family began a search.
Intoxication.
When the two brothers did come home Thursday night,
addiction in itself.
It was unknown what the three men were doing at the site.
Urban pressure, personal and social damage a substance may do.
Police confiscated the marijuana.
Three men walking across a marijuana field in Evanston, Kentucky, were blown to shreds when they set off exploding booby traps, police said Friday. The fragments of the bodies of brothers Lloyd and Luger Axhandle and Luther Vanderpool were discovered Friday morning, said State Trooper Gilbert D. Acciardo. The men apparently walked into a tripwire that triggered 4 explosions. The flash and roar of the explosion was felt in 3 states.
Cellular phones broadcast their location periodically, so the cellular phone system routes the calls. All the system can tell, however, is where the antenna and the phone is closest to, and even in dense urban areas, the antennas are about 2 miles apart. The next generation of digital phone telephones will include some that will make the job easier for both 911 and the police. A timing system will allow the computing location of the telephone when in use to within a few hundred feet.
What will they think of next? Look into the future. What will we find in the wonder world of tomorrow? In the 21st century, giant steel towers with spiral ramps,
linked by overhead causeways. Individual jetpacks and personal helicopters filled the sky, while high-speed, magnetically levitated trains rush through crystal and sapphire tunnels to the edge of space, and in some cases beyond, into the inky blackness surrounding the drawing board. Yes, all these things will appear in the future.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
What do we do in the future?
Who serve you your cereal in the morning. Oh, I don't know. What do we do in the future?
Well, they spill milk on their little joints and get rusty after about a year and a half of serving breakfast.
You have to maintain them like any mechanical device.
Well, you have to pay somebody to come in. Nobody remembers how to use these K2000s.
Well, the servo robs take care of that. You see, if you just buy into the system.
I see. Buy robo insurance.
Have to be maintenance.
That's right. I'll get it.
Okay, you better take care of that. I don't have a down payment for the...
Yeah, it all reminds me of Joseph Randall Davis, who was committed by mental treatment in August by a judge in Knoxville, Tennessee, after he was charged with burglary and DUI. While in custody, Davis had insisted that he is a cat, that he'd be allowed to live in the woods, that he wear gloves at all times because of his dangerous claws, and because he believes his hands will fall off.
Oh, my goodness, that would be terrible. Well, starting next week, potheads in the Netherlands will be able to order hashish and marijuana through the mail. In the Netherlands, an enterprising businessman announced Thursday, operators will be standing by to take orders from up to 30 grams of pot for delivery right to the consumer's doorstep. The new service, wholly legal in the Netherlands by Frankenstein Brain Computer Moon Control, is being launched by the owner of hashish coffee houses in Rotterdam and Groningen. Lenient drug Dutch laws permit the sale and possession of small amounts of soft, squishy drugs. Greek mythology tells us that the prophet Tiresias, having lived both as a man and a woman for some complicated reason, was asked to settle a dispute between Zeus and Hera as to which gender enjoyed sex more. He replied there was no contest, it was 10 times better for women. Whereupon, Hera struck him blind for his insolence. And Zeus, in compensation, gave him the gift of foresight.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
They're going to make you have lunch with the colonel, you know?
The blobs of Oakville, Washington are alive, or at least they were once alive, or part of some living creature, according to a preliminary analysis by Washington State Department of Ecological Science. There's a number of cells of various sizes, said Mike Osweiler, with the agency's hazardous material in Southwest Washington.
Washing your brain.
But what kind of creature the cells came from is still uncertain. Maybe a monster. A prehistoric monster.
Yes, and in London, a British married couple were paid $18,000 to make love 3 times a day for 3 weeks for a television documentary series. In what the newspaper called a technological first, the BBC series on mankind filmed the act of lovemaking from the inside. Wendy Duffield had stainless steel camera the size of a ballpoint pen fitted inside her. The camera, equipped with a miniature light, cost $23,000 to make. For some of the shots, her 38-year-old husband, Tony, also had a tiny camera strapped to his penis. Speaking of which, of course, the wife of Wong Chung-do, 43, sliced his penis off during a domestic dispute in Hong Kong in May, but he took it to the hospital where a doctor sewed it back on. Clifford A. Robbie, 34, sliced off with a Bic razor in jail in Keene, New Hampshire, in April, and flushed it down the toilet because he said it was God's will that he be punished. Former West Virginia University football player Derek Willie sought treatment in March at a Pittsburgh hospital for a severely cut penis, which he said was due to a hedge trimming accident. In June, Terry Grice, 26, of Grand Ridge, Florida, put his severed genitals in the back of his truck and drove 60 miles to a Dothan, Alabama hospital, but explained that only he was attacked by 2 men. And in June, during a brawl in Downport, Iowa, Jamie Johnson took a bite of one of Jamie Liskey's testicles.
Oh, my gosh. They fight dirty down there in Iowa.
He knows too much.
But, maybe that was it. Maybe he knew too much. I took a leg from a table, I took the back from an old chair, I took the neck from a bottle from the horse I got in the hair, I put them all together with some iron and some glue, and I got a darn sight better loving than I ever got from you. Sign me, your husband. Not getting older, just getting better.
Bobby.
Well, that was dismal.
Just as it should be at this hour.
Yes, I suppose so. After all, my gosh, a lot of this, these news stories you can't read on the air. Why do you care? I don't understand.
Not all of them, but some of them are painfully, obviously.
And some of them are painfully painful.
Yeah, and of course, we can always talk about the pilot suicide blame for the crash that killed 44. Moroccan authorities yesterday said a plane crash Sunday that killed all 44 people aboard was caused by the pilot committing suicide. Moroccan television quoted a statement from a technical commission probing the crash, saying investigation showed the pilot stopped the automatic navigation steering mechanism and directed the plane to the ground.
Well, you know, the pilot is always the first at the scene of the crash. And in Linden, New Jersey, a 19-year-old man was severely burned in a giant cheese vat after he slipped and fell into a bubbling, heaving vat of cheese and water on Monday, and remained in critical condition today with cheese-filled burns, authorities said.
Police officials in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, say that a man in a wheelchair rolled up to a car at a busy shopping center, shot the driver to death, and then was arrested several miles away as he tried to escape in his car. The suspect was being held yesterday in the Bucks County Prison. The authorities accused Mr. Derby of shooting Pat Mooney five times on Friday. As Mr. Mooney sat in his car, they said Mr. Derby quickly wheeled to his car, flipped his wheelchair inside, and drove off.
Well, now, that's not
my favorite, though, is the hydrant propelling a three-year-old girl to her death.
Yes, I saw that. Megan Barroso was swept from her babysitter's grasp and hurled into the middle of the street, according to Police Sergeant John McCluskey.
No, what I really meant to say was my favorite was Crown King, Arizona, a Vietnam veteran who said that he was dying of cancer, was angry at President Clinton's visit to a D-Day commemoration for France, blew himself up with dynamite on Wednesday after a day-long standoff with sheriff's deputies in Yavapai County.
Oh, my, people who do they...
I guess he showed them.
Yeah.
Well, in March, George William Carrero was charged in the shotgun death of his mother in Milwaukee. According to police, while the two of them were watching television, Carrero became agitated because she was talking incessantly about Olympic skater Dan Jansen.
Well, that would be justifiable.
Why can't you be like Dan Jansen? He has nice hair. Why can't you have insurance policies like Dan Jansen?
Well, that is...
feels like that. Feels all like that for 28 hours. And, you know, my favorite actually is the man who bade his brother a cryptic farewell Monday and then threw himself to his death under the wheels of a truck towing a parade float. You know, I'm going to miss you, Mark Rock, told his brother Harold as they walked along the Eastern Parkway with thousands of others at a parade in Brooklyn. Yay! A third brother, Keith, was driving the truck.
Well, that's certainly remarkable.
That's a baby's bottom story there, too.
Oh, my God, how disgusting. A 77-year-old woman has been charged with corrupting a minor for allegedly giving her three grandchildren penis-shaped chocolates. Elizabeth Thaurima was arraigned Monday and freed on her own recognizance. Police Inspector Edward Zukowski said it was not clear whether the woman knew the treats were shaped like a penis. On Sunday, April 10th, an unknown thief or thieves purloined a porcelain penis from a sculpture entitled Penis Bed by Oakland artist Byron Barrett. Gallery manager Libby Ellis noticed the theft at 4:30 p.m. and alerted police. Well, so that's all that's happening. Well, you know, they say no news is good news. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, his goodness. West Sacramento, a bicyclist stopped by the West Sacramento police officer for questioning during burglary and drugs. Hit the officer with a 10-pound weight, stole his car, and drove off at 100 miles an hour.
The nature of tentacles. Flexible, snake-like arms. A sucker is optional. Who has tentacles? Octopuses, not boys. Who has testicles? Boys, not octopuses. Although, without really investigating invertebrate biology, who knows? Well,
Indeed. They were lowering the station into the launching pallet now.
Well, I just don't bring it down with a big bump like last time.
Ball.
Shakes the feelings out of my teeth. Women registering in one area of Maputo, Mozambique, in Mozambique's first multi-party elections, are being forced to pose nude for the photograph on their voter's card, according to the ruling Frelimo Party. Another woman was treated for a broken leg after she fell naked from a tree while having sex in a park near Windsor Castle, a British newspaper said yesterday. The young couple had apparently gone to the great park for a bit of nookie and decided to climb a tree to add a bit of spice to the session, a park spokesman told the London Times. As they reached the height of their passion, the woman slipped from one of the branches at the top of the tree and came hurtling, screaming, and sizzling to the ground.
Yeah, sort of like in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in June, minutes after the funeral services for a 25-year-old man, his body caught fire inside the closed coffin, causing the smoke to shoot out of the crack.
Now, what causes that? Maybe the devil just didn't...
Investigation said embalming fluid spontaneously combusted.
Yeah, and if you believe that, I've got a story about how the Hendon Colonel School Board...
A bizarre trial is underway for a Fremont man charged with trying to rape the corpse of an 83-year-old woman who had died hours earlier. The case of 29-year-old... Eicher is being heard in Alameda County Superior Court. He told police that the woman had invited him to her room and agreed to have sex with him. She had been pronounced dead 8 hours earlier. Technically, it's attempted rape because under the law, no one can rape a dead person, said Deputy District Attorney...
Danny Kelly, 17, was charged in August for burglarizing a home near San Antonio, Texas. Last year, the 400-pound Kelly was arrested for another home burglary, during which he had also raided the refrigerator. Police traced a trail of ice cream wrappers from that house to Kelly's in the same neighborhood.
A woman who gave birth unexpectedly on the toilet and the infant went down the pipe was saved by the father and the neighbors, tore out the plumbing about 5 a.m. Tuesday in... can't do that.
Then the miracle happened. The little poop-covered baby was rescued alive. At birth, I'm here.
In a trial that exposed the dark side of the carnival circuit, a jury convicted the human blockhead in the contract slaying of his stepfather, the claw-handed, stub-legged lobster boy. Jurors rejected Harry Glenn Newman's claims that the plot was the only way to protect his mother from his stepfather's violence, deliberating just over an hour Tuesday before returning their verdict. Newman, 20, who earned his sideshow nickname with his act of driving nails into his nostrils, quietly sobbed when he was pronounced guilty of first-degree murder of the crustacean lad, which brings an automatic life sentence without chance of parole for 25 years.
A 5-year-old Dixon boy was killed when he ran in front of a tractor driven by his father, who was wearing ear protectors and was unable to hear his son's cries or the warning shouts from the boy's sister or two brothers playing nearby.
Ear protectors?
A tragic accident occurred shortly before 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Vasquez Farm in Liberty Island in Dixon, east of Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento.
Now that's a real thigh slapper.
His sister and brother ran some other youngsters when he ran to greet his father when returning on his tractor from a day's work. The boy was pinned under the tractor's front grader and dragged a short distance.
So sad, so fresh. The days that
are no more.
Ah, now he's gone seeping. Seeping through the walls and floor.
A prisoner who scaled an 18-foot jail fence with a rope made out of dental floss was still at large Thursday. The zombies are taking over.
Zombies. Sometimes I wonder. Those zombies lurching through the night.
Those zombies everywhere. Those zombies that were driving the Volkswagen across six lanes of traffic in a median on Interstate 5 near Tracy and smashed into an incoming tractor trailer. The little zombies were turned to jelly. Okay, zombie alert, zombie alert.
They kind of creep me out, you know, those zombies.
Stand back from zombies. They will get on you. They have zombie cooties.
They're just so pathetic. They're unable to help themselves. One can't help but empathize to some degree, but it's almost as if...
It's almost as if Channel 44, I think it's 3:45 tomorrow morning, the man who would cheat death, or the man who couldn't cheat death, the man who doesn't know how to cheat death, the man... That's what I was trying to tell you earlier. They're running that silly old Hammer film again. You can see the... I can't even talk about that on Politically Correct KPFA or the...
Well, I don't understand now. What is it? Why are we shackled, hobbled, crippled, unable to speak simple things straightforwardly and truthfully?
Huh? What?
gentle pain.
Yeah, it's like about 7,000-year-old rotting zombie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot where we were here.
Well, I thought you meant the man who could cheat.
There he is now with stupid makeup that looks like oatmeal applied to his face. And it's not even the actor who was playing the man who could cheat Jack a moment ago. It's all so wonderful to see on a big screen.
Yes, and you know what you can see on the big screen?
It wasn't the starlet.
Oh, well.
There, I said it.
Well, I missed it, because my ears weren't attuned to the correct frequency. Anyway,
here he comes, and the crazy lady who's in the cell throws the fire thing at him, and it lights his butt on fire first. That's the best part.
Well, these 7,000-year-old zombies are often...
What was that the other night, too? Was that Vincent Price movie with Paul in it? The Diary of a Madman.
Oh, Paul's
They keep talking about Paul, and Paul's the artist. He never makes enough money, so his girlfriend leaves him. Vincent Price, and there's a lot of balancing things on strings that float around.
Oh, the things on strings.
Things
yes,
on strings that make Vincent Price think
make my heart go zing.
Oh, so spooky, he said to Nick.
Well,
of course.
So what happened when you were getting Dr. Smith and the robot off to the airport?
We had to drag him behind the car. To get the truth out of the doctor.
You know, they're showing Plan 9 from outer space in 35mm at the Castro. And they're showing...
Did they shoot it 35 or did they just blow it up?
Oh. No, it wasn't shot in 16. It was a standard movie, that film.
He decided that
art form
of the worst is best.
No. And not only that, they're going to show the uncut version of Brazil without the...
Brazil!
Without the fiddle-dee-dee and the fol-de-rol that the bad guy stuck in at the end. Special new sequences never seen before. What's different? Well, there's a scene where Mr. Helpman floats down through the ceiling looking like Santa Claus. I mean, that kind of stuff. Yeah, so it would be worth going to see, I think, in the theater.
Oh, you know, Brazil Tamburi for me, please. Don't forget, 9 a.m. this morning, and again at 3
the man
p.m. on Channel 26 broadcast. Ooh, Indian show called Namaste America.
What?
Spirit girls. Oh, can't say girls.
I don't understand. This is what you're recommending to our listeners?
Oh, no, I would know. I would never recommend anything. I don't want to influence anybody's thinking.
Well, that's going to be...
Your grubby little wishes, mister, are exquisitely unimportant to me.
Let's get
our teeth done here at the show.
Well, it's important to get a dental checkup every 70,000 miles.
You are cordially invited. Come and bring your less repulsive friends.
We have, for three for 99 cents, the cool coal sack casualty bags.
Step his way.
And Chef Bonhomie's Jamaican motor oil, 12-ounce can for $3.68. Motion picture sickness bags, now 49 cents each. Ida Pieper's frozen eclair juice, 6 tubs for $1. Brown squirrel chips, mile 3, 2 packages for 89 cents. Uncle Fitzroy's slow-acting pain cakes, $2.99 a package. Mom's elbow greasies, kids love them, now 2 for $6.77. Aunt Bertha's applique birthmark, set $2.99. All-purpose flea chow, 12-ounce bag, $4.79. Nostril cream, 10-pound pack, $12.27. Hardeners, Manager Special, 6 15-ounce cones, $4.99. Mandrake root beer, 6-pack, $6.99. Computer nut bread, super crusty loaf, $1.78. Use Brazen Giant stamps. The giant, club in hand, stands day and night beside the freeway. Oh, yes, I'd love some coffee. Love some coffee. Sasquatch Convenience Marts prevents our undeniable guarantee. Bring the offspring. All urchins welcome. Balloons. Please. Daddy's balloon. Big antenna radio cream, $4.99.
Yeah, only 49 cents, I use my joke.
Lil Mandrill Blue Honey Pig,
okay, let's try that again.
$12.99. Which joke do you mean? There are so many.
Yeah, that's right. All these are my jokes.
They are? What do you mean?
Now we're flying high over Berkeley.
Yes, and we're flying high on an airlift of bargains.
airlift of bargains.
That's right. For now, for a limited time, we order boring beetle root canal beer. Is that right? Oh, boring beetle root canal beer. I see, yes. $2 for $1. Well,
yummy.
That's right. It's 20 to 4 in the morning, and you're hungry.
Oh, that's the time, yes.
And we've got just the product for you.
Urchin juice. One pint for 89 cents.
And great.
Onan Canobite septic jelly for 89 cents also. Uncle Goofy's pink mushroom bread, 3 for $2.50. Edible nuggets, all sizes, 6 for $14.99.
Fruit stripes, carefree beach nut, breath savers, tater
root clam cream, regular airport, 49 cents each.
Snack and eggs restaurant. Bazooka, smooth and juicy, ring pop.
Ms. Godzilla's Fiery Hot Pepper Pack, now 4 for $2.25.
Dentine,
Little King, Midwestern Toad Juice Drink, 3 for $3 for 1/2 gallon.
Diamond Shirts Entertainment.
My Lady's Fat Burning Lipstick Helper, 4 for $6.95. Odor Eager Foot Lozenges with Stultificator, $2.99 each. Oregon Knuckleberries EcoSafe Can, $3.50 each. Big Canuck Canadian Paper Towels, 2 rolls for $0.69. Judge Proctol's Laxative Seat Cushions, 12 for $1. Pet Food Ice Cream, ask about our selection of flavors. Easter Bunny Magic Pellets, just add water, 2 for $5.
Your mother's Frosty Bowl.
Lady Caroline's Heartbreaker Syrup.
Baked beans in a hobo jungle.
12 for $1.
Watching the old ones eat an ear of corn.
The old ones.
That first taste of extra cheese.
Turnip Giant.
Catching the Swedish maid in the liquor cabinet. Moments such as these unite us as a people and link us with our proud heritage.
A special time on VR, link us chips.
It was a battle over food, the Boston Tea Party, that stirred the Sons of Liberty to cast off the shackles
of
tyranny
of Liberty, maple
and foreign diets. Ever since, food has been a vital part of the American life, protecting us from starvation and adapting to our changing lifestyle.
Vital part of 7 for $0.47.
Now, as a tribute to the imagination that has kept our food bigger and faster and more beckoning than any in the world, the Franklin Kitchen is offering a series of coins commemorating the great man moments and meals of American food history.
You can practically taste them.
The official emblems of eating collections. You'll be proud to display this unique collection to your friends. As
just
you
looking at these makes you loosen
your
belt.
Your children will be thrilled to show them off to playmates as they drop by for milk and cookies or return everything, anything.
Baby
anything
hippie
at all.
Oat
they may
juice with bundled all 49 cents each. Sherman's
this
cigarettes.
American culinary set
$40.
Captures 1,300
one boy
best people, places, and refreshments that have most influenced our way of eating.
Fly Johnny Ball.
Each has been translated into an exquisite, highly detailed design by publicity shunning, meticulous, old world cake decorators from the Dominican Republic and Mexico and other places. An electroplate with a brown swirl pattern of pure 24 karat gold and a wafers of solid sterling silver. The wonderful meaning and significance of these moments enshrined forever on these shining discs or emblems is described on the back of each coin in an understandable, everyday language that is both eloquent, educational, and short. This collection will be treasured for its terrific beauty, its precious metals, as well as for its rarity. Only 443,500 complete sets will be produced, 100 in honor of every American who gave his life in the Revolutionary War. They will be issued 13 times, one for each viewer. The colony is complete.
Reserve mine today.
After the last coin is struck, the mold will be crushed into tiny little pieces, tethered, plugged, tonium, and buried somewhere in Canada.
I want to.
Which means that except for those collectors, investors, and ordinary people with a vision to subscribe now, absolutely no one will have a chance to own the set of these coins.
Marco Polo Peanut Marmalade, large agronomy size, 3 for $2.50.
Well, you buy them now.
Mighty moron.
They are unlikely to part
bread,
with them, no matter how many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them.
Wellman's Manly Mangrove Bark
this
Oil.
This might be truly a once in a lifetime opportunity, is not likely to recur. So get moving for your food discs. Tsuchigami, the ancient arts of folding raw fish into its actions. Wrist lunch, strap it on, forget about brown bagging forever. Protanium 90, the isotope of breakfast. Meal lease, contract duration of meal. Slave ship, controversial Leroy Nini Cracker Jack prize capitalizes on roofs. Is that O.J. Simpson on deck? Upholstered dishes, prevented
for
delicate
legume.
The fifth taste, discovered in 1979, it's described as having the flavor of slippery.
Killer Tick, slippery elm bark.
It's your funeral trolley round. Oh, well, characters try Middle Eastern food. Sort of likes it.
Baby
sandwich tampons. When inserted through a handheld snack, sandwich tampons drain all excess dressing and ensure a dainty meal free from worry about embarrassing spots.
Well, that wraps up the big parade of progressive bargains.
It's the littlest lunch pail. 163 miners lost their lives in May 1916 West Virginia mine cave-in, but this lunch bucket survived for 92 hours. Now the popular Saturday morning cartoon.
Was that Trevor Blake from Knoxville, Tennessee?
That's the guy. Hey, wait a minute. He's not from there no more. He's a mashed potato man.
But he was 7 foot tall, some say 7 foot three, down in the mine shaft.
Of course, we've got the,
Tennessee.
We do have the, special party of Mobius Rex in the Desert coming up, so we'll have to do our Halloween sadism candy recipes sometime soon.
I just had a long talk with Aunt Bertha, whose dog just was executed for having bitten 6 people. This happened, she said, 2 weeks ago, and she is just now getting over it. I'm glad you're getting this opportunity to travel, and hope you are savoring every instant. I seem to be teetering on the brink of economic disaster. It seems that all depends, as never before, on making some crucial art sales.
Yeah.
And even if those sales happen, the IRS will soon unleash all its destructive power against you.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen the latest Cine Fantastique Special Effects magazine yet, but have been told it's a real dilly.
Little squares.
I should probably get it if it were possible to find out.
When a child comes to the door carrying a jack-o'-lantern, drops some food in his Halloween bag and some .22 cartridges in his pumpkin.
Walking by. Doesn't it seem that it just started in...
How about Gagamade? Just get yourself some several tubes, assorted flavors of Lickamade, and a standard fire extinguisher recharge kit, HO2 foam. Pour out the sugary treat and replace it with the powder from the recharge kit, which you may wish to mix with some instant lemonade crystals or lime Kool-Aid to retain that tangy citric taste.
While you visit Mom's
instantly create
eye
contact with saliva, average yield 12 cubic feet.
The words and sausages.
You'll have the neighborhood ghouls going full throttle.
Where I have 6 sizzling sausages in their Jurassic pot. You might enjoy the museum anyway. Lovingly, your friend, Ralph Fielding Snell. It's a wonderful world out there.
Mr. Snell then crossed over to the other side.
Yes, he wandered over Jordan.
And looked for a substitute for the old Coca-Cola.
But I found the true, the blushful Hippocrene, with beaded bubbles winking at the brim. The true Coca-Cola. And it's only 4 blocks from my house. I go there and I get a little glass bottle containing actual Coca-Cola, not the slop that they serve these days, but the original formula from so long ago. And once this tart taste comes to your lips and throat and palate, you know what you have missed all these years through the adulteration of the product with corn syrup and other disgusting sweeteners.
Bankloads of mixed petroleum.
This is Coca-Cola
okay,
made according to the old formula.
Consumers.
At
the same time, give yourself plenty of allowance for oil depletion. Seasoned shakes of petrodollars covered with military aid. Okay, here we go.
Shakes with petrodollars?
Add jets, it tastes pretty good. And let's stand in large tankers just offshore until prices rise to the top. Oh, okay.
Now put your hand in the hand of the... Wait a moment.
Now we serve that with lots of tax and our kickbacks to taste. Oh, let's see, it serves a nation of 250 million. That's a good job.
Find out what makes guppies desire an amiable, lint-free lifestyle. Is it the fizz or the flotsam? Celebrity chickens decide, and you be the stooge. Listeners listening in the mix.
You need 30 million bottles of Pepsi, non-returnable. You need 40 million bottles of vodka, still at night. And I guess you need, it says here, 800 million bushels of wheat.
And 1,200 rummies who spontaneously burst into flames. First an old pop, milk a toast, swollen and corns, start a festering, the slap-happy swishy squads swing into action. It's one of those times live on the show network.
And salty taste. Serve in diplomatic pouches. Oh, okay. Serve summer conference 18.
Then at 8, Luby gets a new roommate who raises his body temperature and punches his internal clock. Pow, ugh, va va voom.
United Fruit salad here. 600,000 tons of bananas.
You'll find our banana oil products and services at all respectably infected orifices and outlets. Now share the bummer all summer at Moloch's intricately tentacled lasagna factory.
Gallons of guava paste. And 100.
Then the 8484425ers swarm over the bloated cadaver of a radio show. And you're here.
The harvest, the lowest possible cost.
Behold,
sugar and guava paste.
a monstrous anointed cadaver, strung by filaments into an organic cradle composed of the fibrous tendrils of hardened ectoplasm, as if produced for this purpose by the spinnerets protruding from the bulbous hairy abdomen of an enormous brown spider of incredible bulk. This megalo spider, as we call it, has suspended its dangling victim precisely in the center of the latticework of the web. A faint thrumming agitates the web as the bristly legs of the unspeakable spider get closer and closer. The swollen body shifts slightly, and dry dust particles rain down beneath its looming shadow. And you're comfortable listening to DPFA Continuous Show. Here on the famous 2 hours of show, where we do our best to show you the show. And like that, and all that kind of stuff right there. Now, another thing I wanted to tell you guys about is that, you know, this is, well, it's the Bo Balinkiewicz hour, and, oh my, just
I think he's fainted.
Swimming around,
okay, pick him
swirling
up
phantoms. Is this real? Am I dreaming it again and again? But no, wait.
It was mine.
It seems real. It's like, it's very like being here in the show. If it wouldn't waver so. And swim around and around. My soul is an enchanted boat which, like a gopher, still does float upon the waters of my, oh my gosh. Oh, the lights there, they're twinkling, and oh my goodness, it's like a thunderstorm right here in the control booth. With spectacular lightning and thundering effects. Yes, we should. Let's do it.
It sure is wet out. Here comes the train.
Uh-oh, well, let's just huddle in our pathetic lean-to.
It's the only way to get to Tucson.
I'm cold, but at least we'll be in the desert soon. I think there are rats in the straw. But I'm not expecting very many dissatisfied customers.
It's about your shame. We want to know. We want to know all of your shame.
Our shame is not for you.
It's safe, but it's not for
you. No, your shame is for the air. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, we're standing back now. We're standing up for shame.
Okay. Well, shame is continuous, unceasing, and unending.
That's right.
Hey, on KPFA,
Dr. Howell
94.1 FM.
Telling you the ineffable truth.
KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF on the fungus shrouded shore.
It doesn't exist.
Fresno,
I'll just not think about it, and it won't bother me, this truth.
I mean, what is truth, said jesting pilot, and would not pause for an answer. If self-esteem is the immune system of the consciousness,
what?
Then we all have a lot of strengthening to do. When you have a healthy immune system, it doesn't guarantee you'll never get sick.
Put your immune system in the cart now.
Similarly, if you have strong self-esteem, you'll still feel anxiety or suffering, but you'll feel them less often and recover more
strong anxiety.
Your Frankenstein moon brain, which is kept by the run-down, decrepit cabinet operated by a dwarfish individual of Armenian extraction.
Get out into the streets of Washington, D.C.
There, your soul will be removed, according to Oive Frankenstein moon brain plans.
And the Aurora models that you built as a kid are now walking down the street toward you, and you think, here I am in Washington, D.C., and Frankenstein's moving down the street toward me. This makes sense.
Well, if it was that cute flower Frankenstein moving down the street toward me, I wouldn't mind.
Flower Frankenstein. Oh, of course. How silly of me.
Our mind is our basic tool.
That's all I got.
We need to know what we are doing when we are doing it. We need to think about consequences.
Do you understand?
We need to be present at our encounters when they're taking place. We cannot feel competent and worthy while existing in a self-induced mental fog, tormented by swirling phantoms.
You understand?
I understand.
You understand?
And when you wake, you will remember nothing of all this.
Okay, you'll forget the show.
Understand?
Do you understand?
I understand.
Just think of one close relationship, perhaps with your wife or a co-worker.
I will obey.
Now ask yourself what aspect of your own emotional life you're choosing to ignore in that situation.
I think they're
what
ignoring
is the
burning
worst thing that could happen if you widen your consciousness of that
their
situation?
Personal life.
What would you end up doing?
Now your own personal.
Doesn't it just drive icicles like splinters into your heart, wounding it and causing the blood of your soul to flow forth?
I've got internal bleeding just because I can't get out of this stupid show.
Doesn't it eternally torture you? Creating wounds which never heal. And a decrepitude which is the beginning of the endless downward spiral into the ultimate negation of the decay of the tomb. It's important to accept our thoughts, feelings, and actions as our own. This doesn't mean liking each thought we might have, but simply accepting it as uniquely ours. In my seminars, I tell people, next time you're in a situation that evokes a strong emotion in you, slow down and, number one, focus on the feeling. Number two, breathe gently and deeply. Number three, reach for your wallet and acknowledge that this is your feeling without judging it or denying its existence, and send $25 to KPFA Radio. Taking responsibility for our own actions, choice of companions, and level of consciousness is a key part of building a teetering citadel of self-esteem. It's critical that we take responsibility for our own personal happiness and understand that no one owns us and owes us the fulfillment of our wishes. Just take a moment to consider that no one is coming to make life right for you. Not Santa Claus, not Adolf Hitler. What would you do differently with the knowledge that no miracle is going to save you from your own greed and folly? The blunders that you have caused threaten to destroy you utterly, and no one will save you from the consequences of your eternal shame. The tragedy for many of us is that we hide the most important parts of ourselves, our thoughts, our convictions, for fear of someone else's disapproval. Despite our feeling that our thoughts just don't matter, we deal our self-esteem a serious body blow right over the kidneys each time we silence our own beliefs. Pay attention to situations in which you keep your mouth shut about matters important to you for fear of disapproval of others. That old bugaboo. Make a conscious effort to take on this gibbering gibbous phantom in the corner and voice your opinion. Nice, very nice, yes, sir. And it also will clear up any prostate damage that you might have. This brings our session to a close. I want to see you at the same time next week if you feel you are being helped. And I must ask you to leave your check with the reception. Thank you, and Sadisama Shablon. Well, anybody else out there? Well, if there's no one in the waiting room, I think we can move into the next phase of this show.
The band moves through its moves now.
Moving the band that moves at its neighbor.
Who is out there?
Room in the foyer out there. Now, I have very ghost veins on my wazoo. I know this can cause a fertility problem, but if I'm not planning a 17-member family, is there any reason to have them removed? The varicose veins, that is. Do varicose veins affect hormone production or libido long-term? Sign me, confused and worried, in Raleigh, North Carolina. Dear C&W, not to worry. While varicose veins in the scrotum are something to see a doctor about, varicose veins are no big deal. They just pop up all of a sudden, and, they're harmless. Take it from the old MD. Varioceles, or twisted varicose veins under the skin and right inside the spermatic cord, can decrease both...
Do you smell chihuahua?
The neighbors downstairs...
Behind you!
Oh, my gosh. How did this get in there?
It's a wonderful
dancing act. Madame Lazonga and her dancing chihuahuas here in our studio. Well, this is wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful. Look at him go. This is uplifting the entire program. Look at those little guys. They're leaping up and down. Look at them go, look at them go.
Jumping through, looks like loops of...
But they go so fast, and then they turn around and go right back through the same one.
Jumping over the Xerox machine, there they go, whoa.
It's almost like they're dancing on their hind legs on a hot plate.
There they go, let's see, they run through lines of computers, and then through the Ring of Fire. Oh,
that's too bad.
Too bad,
there's still two of them left.
Well, Okay.
And that, too, one of those skated off stage by mistake.
I don't think it's supposed to. Yeah,
that was an accident.
Well, this is a new generation, you see, of these chihuahuas. They're not exactly the...
All they can do is kind of wiggle in those harnesses, and when the electric shock goes off, it causes them to yip and... Oh, yeah, that's an amazing finale. Of,
insulation, I think.
You know, she spends all year training for these appearances on our program with her charges.
Okay. They drop all the plates at the end there. That's awful nice.
Just like the Stooges and Laurel and Hardy, Max Sennett, Buster Keaton, you know, the old crowd.
The old junk food crowd, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They'd all break the dishes, too. At the end of a successful run, it was kind of a
I remember Kurt Glott as Mo Howard.
It was sad in those days. The days that are no more.
Oh, those days, yeah.
Now, a 42-year-old Asian man was found hanging by the neck, suspended by rope attached to the raised shovel of a John Deere Model JD410 diesel-powered backhoe tractor. He was last seen alive by his parents the prior evening at 10:30 when he walked out of their shared rural home. Shortly thereafter, they heard the tractor engine start, as they had on prior occasions, but they investigated no further. The following morning, the father noticed that his son's bed had not been slept in, and he heard the tractor engine idling. When he went out into the yard, he found his son dead, stiff, and cold. The decedent was suspended in a semi-sitting position by a cloth safety harness strap, wrapped around his neck and clipped to a rope that was hooked on the raised shovel of the backhoe tractor. A towel was between the loose-fitting strap and the victim's neck. A long piece of plastic pipe was connected on one end by conduit tape to the hydraulic control level of the shovel in the operator's compartment of the tractor. A broomstick was taped to the other end of the pipe and was partially under the decedent's... The hydraulic shovel could easily be raised or lowered by slight pressure applied to the broomstick. The decedent was fully clothed and his... were not exposed. No pornographic materials, women's clothing items, mirrors, or rubber objects were at the scene. The decedent was a self-employed engineer who was unmarried and had always lived with his parents. He owned his own successful company and was actively involved in several hobbies, including two high-risk sports. He regularly contributed volunteer work to a charitable organization. His medical history was remarkable only for writer's syndrome with ankylosing spondylitis and clinical urethritis. He had no known psychiatric illness. 2 years before his death, he had bought the backhoe tractor as a Christmas gift to himself and named it Stone. He used the backhoe on occasional ditch-digging jobs. He wrote about it in a Christmas newsletter to friends, in which he enclosed Stone's picture. He also wrote about his tractor in a long poem which alluded to flying high in the sky with his friend, Stone. The autopsy showed only a fresh partial ligature furrow and minor abrasion about the neck. Skeletal changes were consistent with ankylosing spondylitis. The decedent was 6'7" tall and slender, but well-developed and well-nourished. A post-mortem toxicology screen was negative for alcohol and common drugs of abuse. The carbon monoxide level was 37% saturation and was thought to be due to prolonged exposure to the tractor's exhaust fumes. The victim had used the ligature attached to the hydraulic shovel to achieve partial autoerotic asphyxiation, and it was hypothesized that he lost consciousness and accidentally hanged. The death was certified as due to accidental autoerotic asphyxiation with carbon monoxide intoxication as a contributory cause. And as for Stone, the tractor, she still roams the fields, rumbling her engine and wondering what happened.
Thank you, Dr. Hyatt, for that enlightening story. We've got to get back out to our jobs as men and move on.
Yes, we must wear pants and remove the pants from everybody else
because tractors cannot be allowed to do this. We must hunt them down and kill them, yes.
Well, mainly...
Withdraw their oil from the systems.
Pants are the givers, the bestowers of masculine authority. And if you remove your enemy's pants, they are only sizzlingly embarrassed and cannot exert their masculine authority. Thus, they must do what you tell them if you wear pants. Thus, when we take our enemy's prisoner, we remove their trousers.
two cases, two, in which men use hydraulic shovels on tractors to suspend themselves from masochistic sexual stimulation.
Yes.
You've just heard the story of one man who developed a romantic attraction to his tractor, even giving it a name and writing poetry in its honor. He died
and
accidentally.
It had rough sex with its adored lover. But in our second case, it becomes even more twisted. A 62-year-old man was found dead in his barn, pinned under the hydraulic front scoop of a John Deere 1520 Model 145 tractor. He was last seen alive by his wife in the early afternoon when he went to the barn. When he had not returned by late afternoon, she called a neighbor to check on him. The neighbor found him lying prone on the ground with the scoop of the tractor resting on his back. The tractor engine had died, but the ignition was still in the on position. Restarting the engine and lifting the hydraulic scoop caused the victim's feet and legs to rise. The neighbor detected the victim and detached him from the tractor and called for emergency aid. Paramedics in the coroner found that the decedent had been dead for several hours. The victim was nude except for a pair of red women-style shoes with 8-inch heels, knee-high nylon stockings, and duct tape wrapped around the ankles. His ankles were tied to a 4-foot-long segment of pipe, such that his legs were spread. A yoke was attached to the center of the pipe, which was attached above the front loader bucket by a chain. His body lay on a piece of plastic. Two ropes led from the victim to the control lever on the tractor for raising and tilting the bucket. Fully raising the hydraulic bucket would have caused complete suspension of his inverted body by the ankles. Next to the body was a broken 5-foot-long piece of 2x4 lumber. Examination of the body at the scene showed nasal and oral froth, several rib fractures, and a large pressure abrasion on the back that matched the tractor bucket. The scene gave evidence of the victim having clawed at the dirt floor after having been pinned. Yes, a strange scene where once again a tractor repaid the love that was given it with brutality and treachery.
It's like that Twilight Zone where all the machines come alive and scare you, like that, right?
In this case, no autopsy or toxicology was done because of the limited autopsy budget in this rural coroner jurisdiction. No medical conditions were known. His clothing was neatly folded nearby, and a fishing tackle box was found with women's jewelry and two empty pantyhose packages inside. The victim's son admitted that his father had been found at home on two prior occasions dressed in women's clothing. No pornographic materials or mirrors were at the scene. Now, this victim's technique of sexual self-stimulation was to manipulate the tractor hydraulics to suspend himself by the ankles while cross-dressed. The 5-foot board was placed under the tractor scoop at a safety measure to prevent it from drifting down. It is not known whether the engine stalled, whether the board snapped when the victim allowed it to support the weight of the scoop, or whether the victim became careless or lost consciousness. But it is clear that the board snapped and the scoop dropped, coming to rest on his back and pinning him to the ground. He died of positional asphyxiation by chest compression. The tractor was to blame.
Hey, like, just watch Serling stand around when this stuff happens. Why doesn't he run over to help when he's standing?
Well, you know, in these rural communities, they don't care if some yo-yo offs himself by falling in love with a tractor. It's happened to many good men, and, well, they just don't deal with it. Not anymore.
Yeah, the Vietnam is the full-load airplanes, artillery shells, rocket bodies, all sorts of stuff. But here on the show, it's all just calm and dreamy.
Accidental deaths during dangerous autoerotic activities have been reported in the medical literature throughout this century, though many of the early cases were misinterpreted as suicides or otherwise misunderstood. Among those who intentionally induce hypoxia, methods of doing so have included hanging, strangulation, suffocation, usually by plastic bags, airway obstruction, anesthetic agents, chest compression, and submersion. The victim, in case one, evidenced hypoxophilia through his apparently repetitive use of self-hanging. The affectionate name he gave his beloved tractor suggests that the altered mental state engendered by hypoxia was one of the effects he sought from self-hanging. Several other hypoxiphiles have described perceptual and sensory changes that they found pleasurable. Stakel quoted a patient who described a voluptuous sense of giddiness, like the feeling that overcomes one on a height, and another who said that pressure on her throat produced such pleasant sensation, arising from her stomach upward, that she almost lost her senses. An hypoxiphile examined by one of us suggested that he enjoyed sensations of numbness, watching his body go limp, and possibly tingling. Another, who had died as a result of his hypoxiphilia, left cryptic notes suggesting that he saw gold, yellow, and green colors while asphyxiating himself. The fact that this man gave his tractor a nickname, sent photographs of it with his Christmas letter, and even honored it with a poem suggests a greater degree of affection for his apparatus than is commonly observed.
It's kind of spooky.
Yes, autoerotic deaths involved in the use of farm machinery have been reported previously, most of which involved electrical devices causing electrocution. Autoerotic asphyxial death involving bondage to an automobile. Autoerotic asphyxial death of a hospital orderly who looped a padded rope around his neck and hooked it to a motorized lift in such a way that he could control its up and down movement. No prior cases of autoerotic death involving the hydraulics of heavy machinery have been reported. The individual who survives repeated brushes with the Dark Angel probably believes that he has ultimate control over the outcome of his dangerous autoerotic sessions, and it is unusual for those who do this to seek treatment or to reveal these habits to therapists they may be seeing for other problems. Where the behavior is identified to a knowledgeable therapist, however, it may be possible to save or prolong the patient's life with anti-androgenic medication, which reduces the intensity of his sexual drive. Thus, it is important for physicians to be aware of this dangerous practice, and might be desirable for patients and their families to be aware that treatment is available for persons known to cross-dress, bind themselves, write love poems to tractors, or asphyxiate themselves. Counterbalancing the possibility of bringing the occasional patient to effective treatment is the risk that dissemination of information on autoerotic asphyxiation will provoke the sexually immature, confirmed sexual masochists,
or
even supersidal persons to experiment with asphyxiation on their own.
I got
tiny
some lint.
Tots listening to this radio program may toddle right out and attempt through strangulation to effect an autoerotic sensation. And similarly, elderly pensioners and retirees listening at home to this program may be inspired to paddle in their wheelchairs right over to the kitchen cabinet and draw out a fistful of rubber bands with which they make a neck strangulation device which may never be taken off.
Look, a spooky monster come up behind the hound there.
A prehistoric monster. And it has a terrible disease, too. Well, they never should have wakened it up in the Arctic with Operation Experiment. Blasting a huge bomb right in the middle of the Arctic ice field.
Just to test it, every man knew his duty.
To get covered with little glowing particles that weren't snow.
Now they're dancing in the snow, the snow that will kill them in 23 and a half years.
And there's no snow like such snow as this. Yes, this incredible creature, the Redosaurus, once inhabited the limestone canyons of Lower Manhattan Island.
Ibram X. Kendi.
In order to truly create an anti-racist America, and even world, where racial inequality does not exist, and racial inequality does not exist because racial discrimination doesn't exist, the only way to create that is for anti-racists to be in power. But not only for anti-racists to be in power, we need anti-racist policies to be the law of the land. But we don't just need anti-racist policies to be the law of the land. We need anti-racist ideas of racial equality to be the common sense of the people. And we don't just need anti-racist ideas to be the common sense of the people. We need that anti-racist common sense of the people to hold those leaders and those policies accountable.
advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
This year, KPFA is a media sponsor for the Stern Grove Music Festival, celebrating its 88th year. The festival kicks off Sunday, June 15th, and goes until August 17th. KPFA will also feature its DJs playing opening sets for Michael Franti and Spearhead, with DJ Davey D of Hard Knock Radio, and DJ Henrock of City Cat Radio opening for Jay Book and Damien and Stephen Marley. This is a wheelchair-accessible event, and all proceeds benefit Stern Grove, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. For more information on the Stern Grove Festival, visit sterngrove.org.
This is the Mighty 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org.
This is why it made its way down the coast.
There it goes, scraping its carapaces.
Sinking ships and destroying lighthouses on the way to emerge at the foot of Wall Street and maraud through Manhattan.
Isn't that the monster that sank that trip to the moon?
In just 8 minutes, the monster sank a trip to the moon?
Doesn't make any sense.
The tail behind it looks sort of like a giant Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon.
Yeah, it does. Now, if we could just get this virtual needle in there.
Ooh, that feels good.
It'll... Not in there, Hal. Over here in this virtual monster, we can
make it
the way down to Las Vegas at Halloween.
Yes, be there in Lost Wages, Nevada, for the Dr. Howell Flaming Epiphany.
Yeah, I'll get it on tape. It will be so exciting.
It'll be the last desperate moments of a charlatan struggling for his life. And there'll be free balloons for the kids.
And there
visits
goes
to
now.
Magic Dinosaur
a number
park
of charlatans all throwing themselves about in a feisty manner here above the crowd.
We don't want to give too much away, but be there for the end of the
24-hour, 6-day-a-week Mobius Rex Festival.
There won't be one auditorium. There'll be hundreds of tiny anterooms where you'll be made to cry uncle for Bob. And you can circulate from room to room, from grotto to grotto, kind of like the Playboy Mansion, until you come to where I, Dr. Howell, am selling my nostrums and medicaments my wonder cures for diseases which affect the generative organs in men and affect the all-round zip, pep, get up and go, and well-being.
Stop torturing me.
Okay.
It's very late.
Well, that's the way we do it. Right here on the show. Brought to you by Gentle Fast and medically proven miracle exercises. Restore your vital organs to full disease-destroying power with Dr. Howell's Nostrums and Epicycles.
No, you're not being hypnotized at this time.
You are being led from one plateau of your life to the next.
That's all, right? You're not being hypnotized.
That lost plateau where strange reptiles still roam the earth.
Hal, take their hand. They can't see here. They're scared. It's almost
over. Big fella.
Only 18 minutes of show left, and they're sort of frightened.
That 18 minutes of show that was missing were never recovered, and now you shall hear them.
To help you pass through the dreaded darkness.
Charles J. Guiteau shot President James A. Garfield in the back with a pistol on July 2nd, 1881. They were in a train station where Garfield was leaving for a vacation some 4 months after having assumed office.
Its arms represent the arms of mercy.
Garfield was a vigorous 48-year-old soldier, educator, and congressman with a full gray beard and the frame of a longshoreman. A dark horse compromise candidate, he had been nominated after a bitter fight between the stalwarts, or conservatives, and half-breeds, or liberals. These are wings of the Republican Party. He was nominated on the 36th ballot after the two leading contenders, Blaine, the half-breed, James Brain, the giant from the state of Maine, and Grant, the stalwart, were unable to obtain a majority of the delegates' votes. Garfield, who leaned to the half-breed side, had stayed clear of the food. To balance the ticket, Chester A. Arthur, a stalwart, was chosen as his running mate.
You have no willpower of your own. You will obey my command.
Some always said there was something strange about this political decision.
One.
Almost as if some power behind the scenes were arranging the sequence of history.
I understand.
Garfield was to be followed by Chester Alan Arthur, who mounted to the top of the federal wall and hurled his defiance.
He is under our control. You are too. You are not hypnotized. You are under our control, and you will join Chester Arthur in a dance around the Maypole in front of the Clinton White House.
And then there's that strange aircraft that landed there.
Understand.
Well, sort of landed.
I understand.
If you call using the White House as a sandbag. And the crumpled up little
pile.
The cow with the crumpled horn that kissed the maiden all forlorn, that sacked the rat that sat in the malt, that fell in the splat that Jack built. And there it goes. Wee Willie Winky runs through the town, upstairs and downstairs, in his nightgown, peeping in through the windows, whispering through the lock. Are all those children in their beds? For now it's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
The grotesquely deformed little gnome hurries across the medieval moonlit streets with his giant sack in which he drags unwary children to their doom. Laughing and giggling mindlessly, they do not realize they are being hauled off to his underground kingdom for a face worth than death. Boy, that face is plenty ugly. It looks like about 9 miles of bad road.
Well, it is a tough one, folks. It's a long road to hoe, as you notice. The kids are still
Jordan laughing,
though.
Is a long road to travel, so. Well, it may have seemed to some of our more faithful listeners out there in the 848-4425 area that we lack a little bit of moxie and mizage tonight.
I think it's a great show.
Yes,
a wonderful
too
part.
Much mizage and
like
moxie.
Turkey dinner, but, you know, at the same time, nobody's awake.
Well, they don't have enough mizash, or that moxie, rather. No, get up and go. And the severed hand comes downstairs.
The stuntman whose butt is hit is standing there in the shot and stands way too long. And then the lamp hits his butt, and it's kind of like a friction thing. Goes boom.
That's terrible.
And the next shot, everything's a flame. And suddenly everything is 10-foot flames. And a guy with oatmeal on his face is going...
Once anything's set on fire, it's definitely going to burn down, even if it's a stone cathedral with a dinosaur in it.
Which we would yell back as kids, of course you are, so are we.
But
that was in the days of Billy and Timmy and PS 128 downtown.
As they would chew Fleer bubblegum in the backyard of PS 121. P.S. 16, we sing-a-ling-a-ling with all our hearts to you. We hope that there'll be some thing-a-ling-a-ling you'll call on us to do. Through autumn, winter, and spring-a-ling-a-ling, we sing the whole year through. We sing-a-ling-a-ling, praise bring-a-ling-a-ling, and all of it for you. But when you get right down to it, good triumphs over evil, and the forces of light trample into bloody pulp the sickly powers of darkness. So remember, as we wander through this charnel house, this abattoir we call life, that even though the future promises nothing, destruction looms ahead, and the end of all joys, old age, robs us of everything worth having, and the cumulative agony of a lifetime is present eternally to the soul, being remembered at the moment of death, even though every house is a facade before a pit containing an infinity of pain and suffering, even though we will all experience mental degradation during our lifelong catabolic destruction and cellular deterioration, there are still those little joys and comforts that light up our lives like a shaft of sunlight streaming 93 million miles through space to land and illuminate a baby's bombosome. The grin on an old wino's face.
Wow.
Or the bloodied fangs of a slobbering werewolf. It kind of makes you wonder.
Slobbering, yeah, it does.
As a police car approaches us and then moves away, we can hear a definite change in the pitch of the sound wave from its siren. In a similar way, there is a definite change in the color of a light wave as the source of the light moves toward us or away from us. By looking for this change or shift in the known colors of starlight, astronomers have learned to tell how fast and in what direction the stars themselves are moving. What is required is a careful examination of the details in the spectrum of colors from the star. Now they have discovered in the sky a new kind of object whose bizarre behavior is keeping many a graduate student awake at night. It is a dim star called SS-433, whose puzzling behavior indicates its light seems to be telling us that the star is coming toward us and going away from us at the same time. Such enormous speeds are only observed for distant galaxies. Whole collections of billions of stars rushing away from us with the expansion of the universe. Well,
all right, we're checking the computer now. The expansion of the universe gives us about 12 minutes left, so we're glad you're asleep.
But they can be big.
We're
now
beaming our show into your brains anyway. The expanded minutes, full of show filler and show expander, enter in as if you had orifices between the cells of your thoughts. Here we go. And we're landing the building of the...
It woke up the little caller.
The one caller is now joining us.
Hello, you're on the air.
I do it by bleeding myself to death.
Oh, why would you do that?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay. It's a slow process. I think you just fell over on the phone.
Well, one does feel a certain warmth in the latter stages of that
call.
Yeah, so exactly.
Thanks for the warmth that you've shed upon the little lonely show now.
And shed in the bathtub, I trust, which makes it easy to clean up.
Yeah, and put in your diary, say, because they wouldn't give me the visa, I've slashed my wrist. And you can spell wrist, R-I-N-T, however you want to do it. Okay, here we go. Punching in diary entry 916.
A 45-page interstellar health and fitness manual.
End of show.
Discovered and a UFO landing site.
Has lost mine.
Offers some rather
continually reads news beamed from Earth.
A variety of space
into
age
the
ailments.
Ship's diary.
Number one.
We are
sips of kerosene.
Mass broken.
The pain and suffering.
I'm trying repeatedly to repair the spacecraft, but I don't think we're going to make it out of here.
Electrical shocks work great for beating fatigue.
I don't think we're going to make it back.
Three. Acne should be scraped off with a knife.
Please let Mrs. Palmley know the rent is under the brick in the front yard.
Eat a few fistfuls of dirt or clay to settle an upset stomach.
Notify the lawyers, Palmley, Winston, and Maxwell.
And for practicing safe sex among aliens, keep your ear coverings in place after sex and count to 3 feet. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, you're already off the air.
Oh, well, that's 848-4425 in the 510 area code. Call now to participate in the last 10 minutes of this earth-shattering event, the show.
Just get this thing started. We can get out of here.
Well, we've got to fire up the engine at the Fire in the Belly engine driving school. Oh, people don't understand the intricate technology of steam power and our rocket-propelled reactor. Oh, dear.
Yes, you'll be amazed as you fall back asleep, listening to the show.
Here we go. Okay, we're lowering the building down into the landing place. If you're watching on Channel X, you can see how I'm operating the rotating controls there.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. He's out there in the DVA in the suit.
A 3-year-old cat that swallowed a batch of toxic chemicals has been coughing up
he's
flaming hairballs.
He's had a hard time here in space. That's why he's continually reading the news. So
the local fire department in Detroit, Michigan. The fiery feline has already set pet owner Laura Stevens' apartment ablaze 3 times. Every time the poor cat coughs up one of these fiery hairballs soaked in the flammable compounds, according to a local veterinarian, Dr. Frank Southworth, the friction from the roughness of her little kitty cat tongue ignites the hair and causes blazing miniatures like ball lightning to roll across the carpet. Tongues
funny?
Of flame
is
then
attach
themselves to the drapes, and in a moment, the entire wall is a raging inferno, a firestorm which cannot be stopped or halted. Everything burns.
Oh, okay, you're supposed to keep going with the fire.
A wall of heat prevents rescuers from access to the building. Fortunately,
fire stops.
Firemen save the kitty cat.
Can they hear me?
That was an awesome experience, ladies and gentlemen. In rural England, an industrious dairy farmer has been juicing up his homegrown milk products by feeding his cows a daily diet of marijuana. And I'm not making this up, folks. Here's a caller now. Hello, you're on the air. What do you have to tell us this morning about the price of aliens?
Last chance.
All I have to say is the segment just goes on for way too long, and you can lose everyone. You should more fade in and out or something.
Oh,
be better.
Like this.
Not
fade in and out?
No.
But the Happy Meal farmer Jeremy Tuttle was selling to customers.
Yeah, what you should do probably is make a copy of the show and edit it and send it back. Send it back and we can just follow that.
Well, it's funner to participate while it's going. It's a kind of loose.
A woman dying from cancer in Geneva, Switzerland was miraculously cured when desperate doctors replaced her brain with the brain removed from the rattling sarcophagus of a 3,000-year-old mummy. It's true. Ailing Angela Rustin, 34, was near death when surgeons performed the remarkable 19-hour operation using the brain from the mummified remains of an ancient Egyptian...
Well, I'm sure there's still a lot of that going on, but the spectacular mass immolations get all the credit and and all the coverage.
They use up all the oxygen in the media, and that's all anyone worries about is ISIS. And everyone falls in line with ISIS's plan, which is to devote all of your attention to ISIS.
Is it every one of them? Everybody
is complying. There doesn't seem to be any way to control the media if you wanted to. It's because the media has become the internet, and anyone can do almost anything to an almost unlimited number of people.
You're trying to stab me in the back.
Yeah, thank you.
And they're just coming up. The ingenuity and imagination of the human race is such that I can't imagine what individuals will be doing to great masses.
If you could just slow that tape down that you don't have, you could hear all the good jokes. Oh, don't get excited. Look, he's messing up on theme.
Can you disappear?
Okay, well, go ahead. Dobbs will talk to anybody now.
Dobbs will babble. It's part of the con.
Dobbs is speaking from the Consumer Fraud Pavilion.
Dobbs is speaking from
fabulous Theme World.
How about the wonderful Theme World? We're watching this broadcast live from Theme World this morning. It's a wonderful Berkeley morning.
Mrs. Yuka Brogovitz had not actually traveled to the planet Venus, as she put it. She had actually traveled
in
to the
bubble
Theme
bus.
World in its prototypical state.
Edited with sure, I'm glad I stayed up for this. How about you?
Listening discuss.
That's right. Unless you send $20 in the next hour, we'll continue with this till 7 in the morning.
We like dead air.
Monster girls are awake protecting you.
Just awful.
Look, I see the little blinking $20 bill lighting up.
Thank you. I was a 50.
But no, really, inside, really. I love San Francisco. You're beautiful. Hey, you're beautiful.
We love you.
You stink. You're worse than scum. You're the essence of stench. You're the stink of death.
I bet.
We've gone to rack and ruin by way of the Cummins Team Anchor Oven.
Well, Mike, what happened?
We're listening to the plaintive voices from the pit. Line.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Yes, we need to interview some more of these damned souls and find out what makes them tick.
That's right. Let's go back up the garden path here.
Are they like you and me, or are they different like you probably?
Well, come on, I haven't got all day.
Yeah, let's go back up the garden path now.
That's the one.
Yes, that's one of those bounders.
Chase him, go on.
Log in.
Oh, him out. That's how we have to deal with
he's
this
being
theme
submitted
world.
To pop
if they start looking silly and different, we just take care of them.
Need we say more?
And how do you take care of them at Do the Boys Hall?
That's how we take care of them.
Drop them into the slack generator.
Wackford Manor.
My belief.
Here we see the large sausages and meatloaf made of these unfortunate lads. What for? Bad fortune.
Hello, you're the radio station.
I want to know about Bob Dobbs.
Bob?
Bob? Yeah,
Bob again?
Bob was last year.
Bob last year?
Hey-ho, lads. Too bad.
Scientists agree.
Yes, when an alcoholic becomes such a sop that he extrudes alcohol from every pore and he sits in a hot, close room with no circulation, bang, up he goes. He turns into a charred cinder, a mummy, a hideous human hulk sitting in a chair. It's disgusting, and the stench pervades the building so that no one will ever want to rent there. They'll have to be hosed out with firemen and sandblasted by sandmen, and then, only then, can it be made pure for decent people like you and me. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art born.
For thou art of the beasts of the field, which defecate under the ground, and rock each upon the other, caring not where their seed is planted. And yet the beasts know not of evil, and I am well pleased with them, for they denieth not mine.
Is this a theme?
Be therefore like unto the beasts, and drop thy
The whirling wheels.
Everything else is just a game.
And look. There upon the horizon, the bright burning city of Megalopopolisopolis. It's the puny imitator of Theme World. You see, Theme World is really a glimpse of where everybody is either going or might go.
Feels theme good here in Theme World.
Any possibility
the
that
has
ever seemed improbable at any time before this.
I'm so
it's
glad.
The beginning is the end.
Oh, yeah, it's there.
It's
got one
of the, it's a robot sushi place.
I found the altar. It's in the sushi bar.
Three different hamburgers to choose from
and
wherever
isn't that
you go.
The key to evolutionary success? Diversity.
Yeah.
It's actually like that down here. There's actually four other shows going right now, and they're all in their warm-up stages, and they'll be opening up and displaying themselves on the air for you very soon.
Now we land in another park in Theme World.
This is Geologyville. Here, giant rock formations surround you for the moment you leave.
You big
hesitate
squeezing
yours. These rock concerts are no fun.
It must be Channel 20 at 11:30.
Just move this one big rock.
You can tell time by what show you're on.
Oh, thanks, boys. Yeah.
And lo, it was made manifest in all the countries where it was known.
Let's look at my map here.
Well, that's where the two movie fans are.
I tore my Theme World map.
Be careful you didn't tear that hanging.
It's right in the
future. Apparently, with very little.
Look, that little speaker is talking to us. Quick, hide over here.
It's like a living.
I think they see
it. It can't catch us.
We gotta get out of here. We're in the wrong theme.
Let's see if we can get over here to the next door theme.
Oh, yeah. I'll have the sausage and theme. They roll you in breakfast here. Whatever you order, they'll fix it up for a 6-foot person and roll you around in it. Those little 3-inch speakers will just
put your head on the radio,
form a lasting damage molecule in your brain.
The magic mystic massage of Bob.
There is a chance this show makes sense.
In there.
Are we communicating? Are we on the same plane?
Hello out there.
This is the tiny little West Coast community.
But you are you now. We are on the tape. But you are you.
No, nobody's here. Go back to sleep. You don't have to work this morning.
But I'm the whole church. Yes, I've got the whole church here inside my cat. Now leave me alone. I want an equal part of it.
Well, do you,
I want
before
my show
you
back.
Explode, do you have
you're
an amazing
English continue. Crazy.
Now, here we're
this
looking
is
at
a. Theme World. Why is there a boat man ride running at this moment? I paid 17.50 for this ticket.
That's the Gabofranosaurus there in Primal World, picking off passers-by with his razor-sharp mandibles. And the crowd loves it.
Now we, too, have seen the future. Must it be our future?
Yes, this is the ghost Nelson, not the real Nelson. This is the juju spirit of Nelson.
Too noisy.
It floats in an ectoplasmic mass above the body of the actual Nelson.
Get a donkey.
Attenuated to it by stringently tendrils.
What good is a donkey?
But don't worry, caller, because there'll always be another day. Tomorrow the birds will sing. And even now, as we talk, a creeping dawn is sneaking up on us all.
Stay tuned for the golf report.
Like the regular old trustee who comes out and opens the door, the old wrinkled friendly porter who comes out day after day, quite dependable. But there may come a day when that old steward, when that old retainer doesn't come no more, and when that day comes, the sun will go out and the earth will fall into a huge hole.
Jolly good show.
The alpha is pushed to one direction and the omega is given an equivalent push to the other end. And in our curved, circular, globular, bulbous cosmos, all meets in the end as relativity and Einsteinian logic must decree.
12 million miles a minute and that's the fastest speed there is.
Here we see magnificent septic sewage pits.
We can't show that.
Yes. The far spaces between the molecular distances that connect us all. Some folks call it friendship. Others have a
deep
word that ain't as nice. Deep understanding? Well, that might do it for some folks, Mr. Bun.
Hello.
Could you tell me something?
Yes. Or could you tell you something?
Where is your transmitter located?
We're in Russia now. We're going there to Wotan. We've been invited by the Soviet Socialist Republic.
Yeah, this is just the tape you always hear in your good stereo system talking to you back on the phone line.
Can you tell me where the transmitter is located?
Sure.
Where the KPFA station here in Berkeley?
Sutro Tower.
And where's that?
In the basement, certainly.
Gigantic, isn't it?
Put your package at the right front leg of the thing, and you should have the results you desire.
While we fight these space wars for your safety,
as you gasp,
remember that
astonishment.
It costs you a lot of money. When you fight the bad guys,
aware of the
it doesn't come cheap.
Unfortunately,
this tape has been doctored.
So give what you can.
And the disappointing.
Yes, but look at him sleep. Maybe he'll sleep for a thousand years.
But how? The monster. It sees us. Look, its eye is beginning to open.
Why, this was not in the script. The monster was supposed to stay asleep.
Oh, Doctor, the monster. How must we get the monster back to sleep?
I cannot do anything about this. It is too big. Oh, look, behind us. It is behind us.
It must be electronically stimulated. Yes.
Behind us is the friend of all good boys and girls.
Well, let's get on the plane to Monster Island.
Okay, you check the baggage.
Tell us how you get in studio.
I own studio.
Feeling run down? Need that power plant checked? Well, there are no more parts. Live with it.
Stay down.
Remember the antediluvian monsters in Bommel World and Theme World.
All right, General.
In the country of the mind, in the galaxy of the senses, somewhere else, in far away.
I would tell you, but the monster, it twisted my arm behind my back until I had to give away the secret of Theme World.
Prolongations.
Theme World.
Theme World.
So that's where I was.
Dwelling far off on a planet.
My computer brain reviewed the information that I had up to that time.
Against the icky blackness.
Talk to myself. Why am I thinking with Hal's voice?
Theme World.
Well,
put your mouth on the radio.
I can tell by your voice you don't mean it, boy.
And, it was said that to have enough would enable the soul to retain its
potent
car. And its of course, was what we call ectoplasm.
You'll be all right.
They would collect them in the jars of
collectoplasm, we used to call it as kids.
Yeah, this collectoplasm in the canoptic jars was poured into the ground.
Yeah, we put it in jars and made it live again.
Mulch for a cave lion.
Push it around and give it a name.
Fountains of eternal desuetude.
Then they would make it dance with laser guns.
Doctor, your big spot is cold.
Should I worry about the breakup of the belt?
Yes, because you are your own phone company now. You know that. You are who you call. Haven't you ever heard of anything like that before?
So I can send the bills to myself and the checks to myself, right?
Right.
Okay.
And your statement is your contract. Yeah, and if you don't pay up, you can shut your own phone off.
Well, all I own because 50% of Bob's shoes.
You've got them?
Yeah, well, the rights to them anyway. After death, so to speak.
Oh, you've got the right shoe after death. Okay.
Yeah, you saw that movie. It's nominated for a lot of awards. Yeah, the right shoe.
The right shoe? Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty good stuff.
So you all became part of Unitalk, Amerifone, Teleyank East, Dixie Vox, U.S. Transpeak, or the Bell Panhandle. So you better memorize their logos.
Ah, yes, this one's just a little tinkling thing on a green background.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, it's really attractive.
So, and your own logo should not violate these monster trademarks in wording or design.
This is really a nice one.
Submit your logo for approval to Gary Gabrofram no later than June 1st, 1984.
That's true. My personal telephone logo has a picture of Skirt Girl cuddling a little phone in her bosom and talking nice to it.
I just found out what you're doing.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to hitchhike down to the station so I can be on the show now. If you come by Shaq and ask me,
Before the men arrive at your premises, make certain that you have disassembled each telephone registered in your name with the knurled knob wheel on the underside. Force one full step past the detente.
Well, let's punch up the next fall guy.
Did he say that on the air?
What happened to commission investigating the assassination of Bob Dobbs?
We threw it in a ditch and covered it over with some dirt.
Without having come to any conclusion?
Conclusion?
Yes.
There was a conclusion.
Who done it?
President Reagan sealed the findings of the commission until the year 2573.
It happened in front of over 600 people.
I know. I know who did it.
She knows because she saw the doggy pile after the show.
Well, I know why they did it.
Bob!
Boy, what happened here, Sid? This place wasn't pushed in. It was pulled out.
It looks something like somebody imploded, you know what I mean? But we've got to keep up with this investigation. Let's see what this so-called caller has to say.
Wires, you know,
things falling, almost hitting the floor, but not quite.
You know.
Well, why don't you try some of that? We'll be right back.
Yeah, we've got an equalizer down there.
Yeah, it's not loaded right now, though. Operation into the
hands of a madman. I used to work in a studio.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Yeah, you call that work?
a musician, no.
I can tell. It's slow speech. It's third gate.
Well, that's...
Oh, yeah. Come on, ladies. It's not polite. Please, please.
Neutralize him.
Copyrighted music. Copyrighted music.
They're
get
trying
the
to
air.
Communicate with us, I believe.
I realize that
in my country, when they play that song, it means they want
too.
You to come out and have sex.
Stop it. You're only depressing me further.
We can scare you to ignorance.
Right. No, we can't put anybody else's show on our show. I'm sorry.
No,
we
no.
just have our show here.
Verboten.
Yes.
Now, let's suppose that
I just lost my mind just for about three or four minutes. Okay, but that doesn't absolve you of the responsibility
right
toward
welcome,
those phones
sir,
in your
madam,
house.
To the Subgenius hour and a half of no
right.
slack where
right.
you
yes,
are the
you're
victim
with us.
And we are
you're
the willing, willing
you're right
use
there.
Of your carcass on the air.
Have any poodle sauce recipes?
Yes, that's puzzling evidence.
Get off of her. Get over here and talk on the air.
I do. It's like having your own two-minute show. Yeah, I know. No responsibility. You can just go back to sleep while we have to guard the airwaves for people like you. I hope you're responsible enough to fill out those forms.
Without KPFA.
And I hope you've measured the total length, unkinked, of course, of the telephone cord on your premises in inches and divided this figure by 3.5. The resulting number should overmatch your temporary changeover identification digit.
Yes, we're only a figment of the airwaves right now. As we come trying to sneak our way into your little lives.
It feels so good out here in the future.
Trying to grab you and your little radio and
yes,
you very
and your
nice
little phone.
Head.
Remember, your phone will ring frequently during this changeover phase. Please do not answer. Ignore smoking, sparking,
please.
Or vibrating equipment.
Another
caller here at the station.
Have you started yet?
No.
We're just practicing.
Yeah, if you know.
Just that guy. Well, okay. Well, what do we put on the bottom of the skis? Hoorah.
Hoorah. Yes, I do.
Yes, welcome to the wonderful world of Congolian.
Yes, I'm going to lay down here on a nice, cool panel and watch the girls. Oh, there comes one down. Look, she's wearing a nice coating of mastic. It looks delicious.
Well, I really think we should talk about something here.
Okay, this is
1983. Just imagine. Remember,
yeah, just imagine. There you are. You're in the
you're a little bit
Okinawa soccer international stadium there, and you've paid over $400 for your front row seat for
unbelievable.
You band that dare not speak its name, only performance in Japan, the only stop on its entire tour, except for the short visit to the Hilton on Guam, wasn't that right?
Yeah, right. Because the president requested that we go to the Guam Hilton or the Good House of Gaming Hotel down there in Tumon Bay and play, and of course we did. That was last night or the night, but well, they're
yeah, that's the
three
Guam
years
House
ahead of
good
us.
Sleeping, always a pleasure to stay there whenever we're in
that's right.
Asia.
And, nobody could figure it out, but that was it. All of it was the little song.
Yeah. Well, it seemed to kill all the telephone callers anyway.
Yes. Audience elimination experiments are always a success with the Wotan Doctors. It's a historical fact. We can drive the mosquitoes right out of an Arkansas swamp.
Bob takes my tax from me.
Yeah, Bob.
Everything hurts.
Totally extra. Good morning, Berkeley, Fresno, and all of Northern Central California. You're here with historical Wotan pain and slack night. Yes, we're going through all kinds of history tonight. So ask any questions of Wotan band that you'd like to try at this time. Okay, let's sing, shall we?
Hello, you're on Nice Try Radio. Yeah, nice try.
Nice try. Okay, there goes the caller swimming away from the building.
And there goes
do
the tune, and there
call.
Goes the song. Yes,
right.
And there goes the evening.
If we have songs we don't like, we put them in a bag, take them to the bridge with a big rock, and throw them in. Floating away and struggling and trying to get out of the potato sack of bad music that they're encapsulating in.
About those guys that are calling and stuff, you know, I don't think you have to worry about them because I don't think anybody could really hurt you or anything. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to come down there and really terrorize you guys or anything. I mean, everybody loves you in California.
What? Yeah. Oh. Looking at you,
naturally,
kid.
Should you be caught tampering with your fingers up to the greasy little elbow in the global cookie jar, our
good.
Government will cowardly disavow any connection with you and the atrocious
terrorist
scheme of your trust.
Wish
we could
warm
down.
Mr. President, the Soviets have stated that...
There I was, subgenius agent in charge of all of Guam. I was thrilled. A whole island.
What are we
waiting for? One of the most important intelligence outposts in the Western world. All mine.
We have a caller, but we also have the caller who's patiently asked the question, what does Wotan have to do with the Church of the Subgenius?
I gotta spill all I need. I gotta spill real bad. Gotta spill. I gotta spill real bad.
Looks like I got a Smith real bad.
It makes me hurt much worse. Tylenol, take care of your problem for once and all. Tylenol, just take one fall with a Tylenol. I don't want no Arnold Palmer.
It sucks Ed Jones.
I don't want no Palmer breathing.
Just get from your phone.
What? And now, of course,
Doug, I have to say that this is one of the worst,
changed to different
worst weekend bands I've ever heard in my life. I mean, this isn't even no wave.
I hear you, that's fine. Where's that scanner? Help him find it.
There they go.
Okay, off.
Oh, no.
Here's somebody that may be able to help you. Hello, Dismal Radio.
Yeah, hi, I'm the scanner. Please program me.
And, of course, Puzzling Evidence will be serving coffee and...
Yes, in the meantime, though, there are no newts in this part of the jungle. They're just sparks and scary little people and stuff.
Could you repeat that?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I bet all you listeners out there, a bunch of 10-year-olds could do better than this. A bunch of 8-year-olds probably has more imagination than this sorry, tired bunch of... What?
Hey,
hello?
This is Evan Dunn in Palo Alto. I was listening to your show all morning on the way to work through the torrential rains and so forth, and I must say that, it was a funny... I was in stitches all morning.
Okay, you know, my grandmother always said, if you can't
exactly
say something,
we
don't say everything, you know?
I want to say something to all those poor people with working there that have AIDS.
No, I try with poor people.
Well,
we be being paid for this.
Well, see, it's working now.
In fact, where's your money? I haven't seen your check cross this desk lately.
Just call your parents because I was not lost.
They will know that
my parents. Leave my parents out of this.
Well, it's apparent that you might not have
it. I came to California to get away from my parents. They're thousands of miles away, and I...
Well, my friends, this is a question with such enlarged and distended gross ramifications that it's difficult to approach properly and explain with any degree of celerity. But nonetheless, since given the question, we must try.
It helps to understand the...
The mumblings and spewings and ravings, the scary powers of Bob's, sales and morality, the Hollywood death gods. Well, let's just say that Wotan was the deity that no longer dare speak his name.
That's 2 points.
Really, a crummy program. What is it?
This is just the crummy program.
Yes.
You just gave us our new title. You win the $10 for the... No, I'm sorry, you don't.
There are California
Rewind. Report it.
Each line disappears as we read it.
Take care of yourself. It disappears off the top of the screen. It's a constant roll.
That's exactly right. The whole plaster cast is taken off and shown to the natives.
Thank God it's all going down on tape.
It's time for Bob.
It is going down on tape, isn't it?
Salvation you get for free is worth just that.
Derek Yusko, they have a way of making bacon out of beans now.
There it is now. Another order for breakfast coming in.
Yes, would you like a side of
keep up with all the pancakes they're trying to cook right now.
I need two and somebody drop me three cheese omelets and two westerns.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, one morning we're going to do the breakfast show here.
Okay, number 7, would you take this western out, please?
Number 7.
I don't know where number... She's
number
probably
nine.
Out there.
Somebody spit in this or what? Look at that.
You turn quickly from the window, and you go to the table in the small alcove where you are cut off from being seen by the telescreen.
We hope you've enjoyed our explanation to your question.
Hello there.
Now, come on.
She
didn't hold on to the show hard enough.
How can this extra dimension be here?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to get some good show, and I come in the station, and there's just this crummy show.
Well, that's your fault, Doctor. Remember, this is your show.
That is no consequence.
And what's your signy?
My signy.
Yeah.
My signy.
That's what it says here. What's your signy?
I can't imagine that anybody's still listening.
It's a sealed tape, right?
Nobody's still listening. That was the last caller.
On accountability.
Yes, it says right here, you've insulted your last caller. Oh, that's a verifiable given in the Bay Area. Any time of the day or night.
It may not be legal.
But it's done.
We're in trance now.
Since you are now your own telephone company, you must draft and submit all appeals for adjustments,
also disgusting,
refunds, and redress to yourself. It's a felony to place a collect call to yourself and reverse the charges.
Is that another caller?
Yeah, that's your brother. You've never met your brother, but here he is trying to talk to you, desperately reaching out across. Okay, we're going to call your mother and see if we can get her in on this too. What a wonderful surprise, huh, caller? I think this is worth sending someone.
Well, I warned you not to talk about my parents, so we're bringing your parents
Paul's mom
to talk
now.
To you.
Wait a minute.
Before long, she began to miss the beast and the life at the castle.
You know, and where would we all be without Mom sitting back there, dropping the Pop-Tarts into the toaster, throwing us out the door, screaming, yelling, all those punches, the cigarette burns, holding our heads underwater? You know, we got a lot to thank
Mom. One moment, please.
Loyal, warm-hearted, which is why I can't.
Okay, I'm back.
Back from where? How was it?
And if you can't wait a little while, how can we expect you to wait a long time?
Come on, what's the matter with this TV generation short attention span bunch of so-called kids?
This is actually the Nice Sedate Show.
This is
we've stolen this show from someone else.
Yeah, you probably are funnier than us, but...
Oh, yeah. There's
a telephone next door.
Yes, and no reason to use it, so just sit down. We'll start the show all over again. Okay, here we go.
This is radio.
One, a two, three.
Slack!
This is radio in your mind.
That's right.
This is radio in your sleep.
But here they actually talk to you before they hang up.
Well, for a second.
And your calls are...
You're okay. Welcome to the show. That hurts you.
Tonight on my show, I'd like to present Women in America.
Okay, your show. 30 seconds. Now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, I was lying. Sorry. We only give you 10 seconds.
Mine.
Just what they mean. 100% ground bull.
Flat dog.
What in the green hell is this thing about Tweety Bird?
Tweety Bird is rearrested. We will kiss our show goodbye.
Oh, nothing. What did he say?
Did Tweety do that?
Who?
Oh, oops. Oh, who? What? Don't talk about anybody in Yosemite right now.
You know it.
Huh? Okay, thanks.
Agonizing pain like you never would imagine is possible.
And ate the teen sock hop. The teens cowered in terror for about 15 minutes and allowed the rug to engulf them.
He's loaded.
Now, cancer is caused by pickles, by boredom and meaninglessness.
Wonderfully bad.
It can be prevented by action, thrills, sex, even overwork.
So, should have been taped.
How do you get a healthy, slackful outlook in the face of rampant eco-hell?
You dance around and around. Around, around till you fall down dizzy.
And then all becomes clear.
Right then, we were so miserable.
It stopped all the music.
I would like to invite that little poopy guy to practice projectile vomiting, only this time put his whole brain.
I know you don't need any of this stuff like what we're talking about.
No, you're living there on your own in this radio hell. There you go again. Drag.
Nice little radio. Oh.
Oh, hey. Well, it's okay. You know,
maybe it was the one flipping around. A little scary vegetables.
Yes. There was a head of lettuce in a wheelchair or something with 15 beautiful carrots surrounding it. I couldn't understand what was going on.
That'd be pretty scary.
English is very, very bad.
Hello, squalor.
Yeah, it's stuck. I can't get it out.
Stuck. Okay, turn it sideways. Unlock it. Shake it.
On the other hand, if we choose not to stimulate the trigeminal nerve, watch what happens when we stimulate this nerve. The oculomotor nerve brings spasms of orgasmic pleasure throughout the entire brain.
Just let me hook the battery to the tweezers here.
Ha ha! That little brain is doing the limbo under this bar, which is a fluorescent tube, illuminating its interior.
Get a job, get a job.
No, the nurse can't do anything about this one. We're going to have to interact and interfere with the interrupting door, Sally.
You mean we're on our own? I've got to have a drink. You'll land a C5A on the, in the middle temporal lobe, so you hang on there. Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is simple.
We are blanketing this area with a smog of strangeness. We are pelting the earth with peculiarities.
Don't sleep the sleep of... Don't
For
do that.
Mine enemy doth say I have prevailed against him.
Do not.
And those that trouble me rejoice when I am mourned. But I've trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I shall sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the show is going to shift into maximum overdrive.
Yeah.
Wow, here we go.
This is like the Return of the Jedi part of the show.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle this. Oh, my God.
Not good for air sickness bags. Like,
hold on. I need some seltzer.
You really didn't want any more of this.
This
like a bottle.
Well, not if we're going to get speed. This is crazy. Whoa.
It's a cold
not
night.
Fast,
oh, no, there's
really,
like two tablespoonfuls left there for you.
No.
Two tablespoons.
Please, it hurts.
Yes, we'll simply spoon them down your throat for the medicine. Good medicine against cold, I say. Yes, they're astonishing.
I'm old enough to have seen those.
But not the ones from the 1890s.
Yeah,
and
1880s. Oh yeah. In fact, I inherited all of them. I'm still talking.
That's quite all right.
Please the anti-show.
I'm still talking. Why is that so much fun?
And you can still buy those cards.
I'm still talking. I forgot what I was saying. That was
of
so
course
much fun.
Because you were still talking.
I was still talking. Anyways, what were you saying?
We were talking
Puzzle?
About the Krampus, the old looking Krampus cards.
See, attention of the
I
Krampus.
I saw the devil. I didn't see Santa Claus. I saw the devil. He was more like scary guy.
Well, I have inherited.
So you saw the Krampus.
I'm still
so you
talking.
Were, oh, I'm sorry. Definitely.
This is the part of the show that
we're so I have inherited three or four those strange little scrapbooks. They were kind of the first scrapbooks from early, 1910, as early as 1870. Yeah. They're little velvet scrapbooks, and they have like these little tiny
twisted,
kind of like its
biffed tongue. It's licking and slicking.
I wonder, if you were like a troll, then that meant that you could,
like a sub-genius
a treat
troll?
Would be deep-fried
a
Krampus
sub-genius
tongue.
Troll from sub-genius land.
Yeah, if you were a troll-sized guy, then a deep-fried Krampus tongue would be the
bacon-wrapped
the
troll.
Cool thing to buy. Yeah, bacon-wrapped troll tongue.
Who's going to get me a bacon-wrapped hot dog?
Not love, quoth he, but vanity sets love a task like that. No, well, it's probably a bacon-wrapped hot dog, a hop, skip, and a jump. And it's very building, even at this lonely hour.
Where's Pete Golding with the show?
He won't be along, but perhaps his better half, Mrs. Pete Golding, might be. Sarah Goldie might appear. It has been intimated. It has been indicated. Watch, she's not going to fetch you a bacon-wrapped hot dog. The idea, it's like... It's like obnoxiously shouting to some passing girl, hey, make me a sandwich.
Sarah Lee,
acme of crudity and rudeness.
That's cruel and American.
Yes, we
I know. I know you're trying to call me, Joe. I can see you.
Oh, someone's trying to call us?
Yeah. Jealousy. Oh, there it is, flickering.
Uh-oh, now we're going to have to stop everything.
Destroy all show. Hello.
Stop
all show.
Destroy show now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's everyone?
Well,
great. How are you? I'm great.
And you?
Is there anyone available to let Mrs. Goldie in?
Oh, she's here. Yes. We were just talking about
you. We were hoping you would come.
How did you know?
Yes.
You can hear me, but I cannot hear you.
Here she topic is. Derivation. And now we do have the marvelous
Sarah.
Sarah Goldie is here.
Mrs. Goldie. Sarah Goldie's here, everyone. Let's give a big round of applause. We were just manifesting you, actually. We were talking about you and how wonderful you are and about how you always feed us the best food. And you're, look at, she looks amazing.
Yay,
where are you,
you
coming from? Yeah. That's all right. Just keep talking. You sound great.
I'm coming from a work Christmas party.
Oh, wow.
Christmas party with the air quotes. Because we've got, you know, different religions, we've got atheists, and everyone kept wishing me a Merry Christmas, and I was like, do you know I'm an atheist? And they were like, whatever, Merry Christmas! And it was
you know,
really funny, because I don't care.
No, who cares, really?
It's offensive, but I was like, what about the people that are offended? Because often I say Merry Christmas, because I don't care.
You know,
I don't
bollocks
celebrate
to
Christmas,
them.
And it them off and
if they
it.
Get cross with you about Christmas, they don't have any kind of
to piss them off. It's
yeah.
Like, Merry Christmas, and they're like, and they scowl at you. So I sure pretend to be like,
so do you believe in Santa?
Almost exactly 3 to 4.
My daughter believes in Santa.
Well, what about you, Sarah?
Of course not. I am Santa, silly.
She's Santa. She is Santa. Santa's here. Again. What about Krampus?
And I went to a...
Mrs.
So I tried to talk
Santa
one of my coworkers into going to SantaCon, and it's hilarious, and he was like...
When was
like,
it?
SantaCon's like a thing, and it's like, yeah, it's like so like a thing that it's not a thing. Like, you can't go anymore.
It's over being a thing. It's now a big thing. It's a big
it
thing.
It has a life
oh,
of its own.
You're so much louder now.
It does. We have done it. We've been there, done it. You can turn your volume up and down here, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yay, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
All too rare that we get you on the show.
And thank you, Minions.
And
this is the last hour of the show.
Do you have a battle name?
Well, she's even wearing fishnet stockings.
Wow.
Woo.
So glamorous. I can't believe that that's in our
Did you see before you left the house tonight?
He took a picture of me when I put my coat on, which I thought was pretty funny. He was like, you look pretty, and I had my coat on.
You look gorgeous.
But did you get so glammed up for our benefit?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
You can always know all these guys, you know? Do you not know that by now?
More than
how we manifested her, did we not?
You see, that's what radio is all about. You talk about something, and then it appears as an image in the mind, solidifying into the reality
it's
as
manifested.
Reflected on the program. Calling something out of nothing. Here's where the unfairness of magical practice is manifested. There's hardly any in
there. Sorry, I just needed
there.
A nibble, a sibble.
I still have a supple nibble of
supple
mine,
nibble.
So let me click there.
Cheers.
All right, cheers
to
indeed.
Us.
To us.
To a whole new year. To 2000, what is it going to be? 14.
2014.
Wow.
How do you like that one? How did you get here? I mean, 2014. What's going on? What's the plan?
What's the plan? Do you have a plan?
Slack.
I've been full of slack lately. Just slack. A little bit of slack goes a long way.
Yes, we're all searching for that elusive slack. That's
I
true. I've been slackful in my own way.
I've been in bed a lot, and I've been watching a lot of television. And
sounds lovely.
It's been really nice. My cat appreciates it.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Plug.
Stop that,
in and out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We were discussing Krampus.
Krampus fashion.
Krampus fashions. We were
have like, a... Is that the one with the pole? With the Krampus pole?
It's a demonic being that molests children from German Christmas folklore, which is now becoming a giant fad that is everywhere.
Yeah, Krampus is not well known in the U.S.
Was it boring?
Oh, it was hilarious, and I loved every moment.
It doesn't look boring to me.
You can. This is anonymous radio that only 17 people are listening to.
This is what
the
Krampus
computer
looks like. See, and he rides on the BART like he's on that picture.
He's like a guy in the area.
Yeah, I've had sex with him. Don't tell anybody.
Woo-hoo!
She's on the with Krampus. She claims to be
with
Krampus.
Yes, nice. Well, she was visited. It was described in the Holy Writing. She was visited by the Krampus.
It was inscribed.
And now will bear the one and original offspring of that being at this time when winter is at its height.
Can you tell me a little bit about childbirth and what I'm going to be going through? Absolutely.
Well, this is
the
most unusual child.
Way out of you.
It's a very unusual.
It's easy.
I think Krampus might come out of my ass.
You know, rectal births have been
you get what
known
you plan for.
Happen. Okay, I won't dilate upon it further, so to speak.
You can dilate as much as you want. It's show.
Dial in for nasty. Well, okay.
What? We don't do that.
He is speaking once again metaphorically.
We're not going to do any more world.
Just as Jesus did.
As medicine.
And the women here are drinking that blue stuff that they used to wash combs in.
The thing is,
I saw someone drinking that this evening.
Remember, Jesus deliberately.
Here's our friends, Justice Krampus.
Nice. Changed water into wine so his friends could get high.
See, now, the thing is, all of our friends are dressing up as Krampus. I think so. And they're cruising around. I don't know where they're going. Where are these guys who are dressing up as Krampus going? This is what I want
to
know.
They're going to Krampus Fest 13.
That's where I want to go, too. That's, I think,
Wow, this Krampus thing is getting out of hand.
Yeah,
look at this guy. They've really gone way out of the way to Krampus up this Krampus season.
Everyone's getting way Krampused out this year.
Let me out of here. You know, the kids reported seeing the Krampus carrying away, but then people, educators and psychologists, blamed the Krampus fad for scaring children.
Look, there's women Krampuses.
To hallucinate. Nonetheless,
there's a woman Krampus.
Strange disappearances of bad
She's
children continue to
happen.
Yeah, really. Well, that's a nice, full, over-the-head Krampus mask.
Look at Kimrick. This is happening.
Oh, yes.
We all have Krampus.
Kimrick, it's more like some ancient Neolithic spirit.
It's really happening.
We all have Krampus fans.
It's happening.
Back in the caves, the shaman used to dress up that way.
And there's John as Krampus. Look, it's happening.
It's all very funny.
It's
those of us
right
who actually lived in caves.
They're monsters.
Yeah.
Yes,
so Krampus is making a comeback.
I see.
So
on my way out at this Christmas party, this girl was like walking to BART with me, and she was like,
and the other one.
She was like, I knew.
Is this someone you work with?
Yeah, she's super cute. She's 20, and she's open 20-ish.
How nice.
She's adorable, and she has this friend. And I told them they should come hang out in Mission for her.
Yeah. And so you got pre-manifested.
Yes, I did.
We manifested you because we were just talking about you.
And then I was called to the show.
Recalled to life. Both the guys
to
make up the principal part of spontaneous material manifestation.
She made a parking space happen.
I'm magic. Do you not know that by now? Sometimes. Not always.
All the girls from Point of View are.
Yeah, it's true. They're all magic.
I know the no.
No. That's not what you know, but who you know.
Yeah. But in any case, it was hilarious. It was like the comeback. And then so the they had a raffle ticket thing, and people got presents. And like one of the presents, my supervisor was so sad, and she was almost crying. This, she got a holiday gift bag of toilet paper. It was like the booby prize, and she was like...
And it wasn't even her brand.
Until she runs out of toilet paper, and then she's thrilled that she has that holiday toilet paper.
Yes, until that moment comes, she must cast it from her.
Was it red, white?
I don't. I didn't see it. She told me about it. She said I got it, and I immediately handed it to the man next to me and said,
glory.
Please, get this out of my sight.
I would have taken it. I would have been stoked down with
our
the toilet paper.
Some of the
red,
men were like, whatever, like, you take it home. But the girls were like...
She's a snotty bitch. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it right now.
She's quite endearing. Yeah, she